4CA, John McKenzie, 1300 872 911.
Let's have a look at this little story and see what it means for us up here. It's a national story. Australia's expected to lag behind its peers in reducing inflation and boosting economic growth. The International Monetary Fund has warned as Treasurer Jim Chalmers prepares to attend a series of high-level talks in Washington. Dr. Chalmers will leave the country. That will be today, I would imagine, attending meetings with his counterparts at the G20, IMF and World Bank. As a slowdown in China, escalating tensions in the Middle East and the prospect of delayed interest rate cuts weigh on the global economy. Now, in the latest World Economic Outlook released yesterday, the IMF forecast that average headline inflation in Australia would ease to 3.5% this year, down from its October projection of 4%. Now, how's that going to translate? Are things heading in the right direction? There's a gentleman that invariably keeps his finger on the pulse up here. He's director of Ken's Mortgage Brokers, Senior Fellow Financial Services Institute Australasia, Roger Ward. G'day, Roger.
Good morning, John.
I turn to you in circumstances like this, fundamentally, to get a local translation. These announcements or these trends, what have they got in store for us up here?
Well, the trend that seems to be unrolling as each month goes by is that the initial expectations at the end of last year and at the very beginning of this year was that, you know, look, inflation looks to be coming down at a reasonable rate and we might even get an interest rate cut. And what's happening is that as each month goes by, they're reconciling with updated data, and they're seeing that inflation is a little bit more stubborn than they originally projected. And those interest rate cuts that we thought we might get later on in this year look to be, you know, something that might actually happen in the following year, if at all. And the data seems to be showing, you know, that the interest rate rises are working, but there's some sectors there that are just seem to be completely impervious to interest rate cuts, and that these are the fixed costs that the average consumer has to wear. You know, like electricity costs are going up. Fuel simply does whatever it wants to because it's linked to the international market. And you notice people's body corporate costs have gone up substantially over the last few years. Education is due to go up by another 5.5% this quarter. So,
really?
You know, anyone with kids and sending them to school, it's more and more expensive. So, you know, we're just sort of stuck in this moment where the expectations were set, and the data is now not meeting those expectations, and people are having to readjust the outlook. And you could even, I even heard Jim Chalmers yesterday saying, you know, talking about the budget and setting expectations from it, you know, and saying the words, we want something that is going to be, you know, a responsible budget, you know, something that, and then which is all code for you're not going to get as much as you thought you were going to get.
Exactly. You know? So our hopes have been dashed. I mean, so many people, which they've factored in actually some relief by mid-year. And I think what you're saying, just put that to one side because it's less likely to happen now.
I think that's the case. And I think a reasonable expectation now is that we might not see any rate cuts until 2025. And the amount of cuts is getting less. So, you know, the expectation for some people now is that the you know, the total of the rate cuts might only be 0.5. But if inflation stays stubborn, there might not be much as far as rate cuts at all, you know. And I think what we need to do is really, you know, assist people in setting their expectations.
Exactly.
And I would hope that the politicians could be a bit more honest because, look, an election year is approaching and no one wants any bad news, and you could only reflect on the political debate over the stage three tax cuts, right? It was the Libs were playing wedge politics, and telling the Labor Party they had to deliver. And the Labor Party was playing politics, saying that, you know, they weren't going to do what the Libs want, but they were going to give the Stage 3 tax cuts to everybody. But the bottom line is that if you give, and I know we all need a bit of relief, but the bottom line is that neither of them were prepared to say that those Stage 3 tax cuts were going to add to the inflation problem, which they have. So it's a situation where you need a bit of political honesty, and maybe it's one of those moments where politicians need to sort of cowboy up, as they say.
Yeah, I think some decisions would have been made in homes to with the expectation of some relief, to put things off in the belief that 3 months down the track, 4 months down the track, we'll be able to actually acquire whatever it was. What advice do you give people now in regards to those plans? Clearly, many things that have been dreamed of won't be affordable.
It's true, and you know, people need to be taking a longer term view as to their current position. You know, those home loan repayments that they're experiencing now could easily be with them by the end of the year. What they should be doing is looking to particularly try and reduce those fixed costs in their life, which is their mortgage, their power bills, their fuel usage, that type of thing. And look, I was looking at a report that was issued yesterday by the Commonwealth Bank, and they issue these reports on inflation expectations, and they say, you know, the summary is that there's plenty of evidence already that discretionary spending is getting quite the hammering, and clothing and footwear figures are actually going backwards because people are spending substantially less on those discretionary items.
Wow.
And dining out is going backwards as well.
Wow.
You know, so, you know, something's happening in the economy and people are changing their habits. But, you know, what can you do when you open up your post box and get the latest electricity bill and it's gone up by, you know, 15 or 20%?
I know. It's the one everyone talks about. And they open that bill and it just chills them to the bone, because it's one of those things that's always been fundamentally almost the same as previously. Well, now it soars like some of those other things, and more than most of those other things.
Well, there's worse news to come. One of the nasty figures that seems to be developing in the data is insurance costs. And that is particularly a potent issue up here in the far north. And the federal government's reinsurance scheme, you know, with a lot of consumers, seems to have accounted for nothing.
Yeah.
Their insurance costs go up year after year. And the question really has to be, at what point is the government going to say that the insurance fiasco in Queensland and far north Queensland is just completely untenable? Something's got to give. And, you know, I honestly think with a state election coming up, they should seriously be considering something like, you know, the State Government Insurance Office or something like that, some type of insurer, either an insurer of last resort or an insurer that will cover everybody in Queensland. Because, you know, when you're asking people, you know, who own a $400,000 home to be spending $6,000 and $7,000 a year on home insurance, where in New South Wales that same premium is $1,100, it's just completely unsustainable.
Yeah. Very interesting indeed, if depressing. Always good to talk to you, Roger, on these matters. Thank you.
Good on you, John. Thanks.
He's always got very interesting information and advice, has Roger Ward. He's the Director, Cairns Mortgage Brokers, and Senior Fellow of the Financial Services Institute of Australasia.